Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I am Dawn Tovey, your host, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to start off by saying I am not opening a chat room tonight, at least not that I'm going into. We've already got a ton of callers on hold, and going into the chat room just makes it much, much more difficult to work those people in. Anyway, so I do apologize, but like I said, we've already have... We are well into the double digits at this point as far as calls on hold. So if you want have a question, please go ahead. Feel free to call in to the guest line, which is 949-534-0604. Again, 949-534-0604, and hopefully we will be able to get to your call tonight. Well, let's see. It's already the middle of January, and well, my year is starting off amazing. And as anybody knows who listened last week, brand new car this week, and this year I have a new job, new place to live, new car, new year, new life. So I am excited, and so I'm really looking forward to talking to Aaron tonight and seeing what he tells us about the year 2013 and what it kind of holds in general and what it holds for some of us individually. And I do hope that you are starting off the year on the right foot. And I don't know about resolutions so much, except for, you know, you can make a resolution in July. It doesn't matter when you do it. But just to really kind of get your life in perspective and figure out where you're headed and take the necessary steps in order to get there. So that's that. And just real quick, anybody who is interested, Aaron is from England, but he does do private sessions via Skype, telephone, you know, however you want to, so he can work with you no matter where you are in the world. And if you just scroll down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page where you would be listening and watching the player. Just scroll down to the bottom. You can click very easily on the link, but just in case, it is www.a as in Apple, A as in Apple, R Romeo, O Oscar, N November, N November, A Apple, U United, G Gregory, H Houston, T Tango, O Oscar, N November, dot N-E. And you know what? I don't think that's right. We will try that again in a minute, and actually I will get that fixed in the meantime because I'm looking at that going, that's not right. Sorry. Anyways, well, let's go ahead while I'm fixing that and bring Aaron on. Aaron, are you there?
I am here. Good evening and good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful myself, and I'm so excited to have you on, and I know everybody's really looking forward to it. But while I have you here, let's go ahead and fix your, your website address. What is your actual website?
You are very right. It's all the W's, Aaron Norton, but it's .net. That's N-E-T.
Okay, that's what we're missing. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So tell us about where all this started for you, because do you still hold the title of being the youngest clairvoyant that's out there?
I wouldn't say I'm the youngest clairvoyant out there. I mean, I've known some small children who are probably more gifted than me, and they're probably about the age of 5.
Wow.
I very much believe I'm the youngest clairvoyant, but I'm the youngest working professional clairvoyant in my area here in England, Bristol. But how I started out, wow, that's an interesting question. It's one which I get asked often, but it's quite a tale, so bear with me a little bit. It all started when I was quite young. I was 13 years of age, and I discovered that my mother was actually a spiritualist, and she was a medium herself. And she was talking to me about these stories and of her experiences, and I thought, wow, I just want to get to know about this. So she took this opportunity upon her hands, and she took me along to her local spiritual church in the area, and it's called Belmont Road Spiritualist Church in Bristol. And it was my very first church, and I found out that my grandfather was actually the president of the church as well. And this lady comes up, and she starts talking to my mum, and they're talking about an incident that happened in my family. And at the time, my sister had this pet hamster, but something tragic happened to it where somebody very, very cruel prank on her and actually put her hamster in the microwave and cooked it alive. So it was huge controversy in our family. I know it was horrible. So it's huge controversy. But anyway, this lady was talking to my mum, and my mum says to her, she says, "Oh, you would never guess what happened to Sarah's hamster." And this lady turns around and she goes, "Oh, not the microwave." And I was like, how did she know that? And I was just so shocked. And from that point on, I just wanted to develop it and to learn more about it and just know how on earth she managed to know that information about our family when we hadn't even told. So from that point on, I just dedicated my life to studying it. And I like to think that I've come a long way since that 13-year-old boy sat in that spiritualist church. And now I believe that I can definitely interpret the messages from the spirit world and interpret people's energies and pass on messages in the best way that I possibly can.
Very cool. And so you've been doing it for a while. And what kind of settings are you normally in? Do you have, like, does your mom have an office, or do you just strictly work via Skype? How does that work?
Well, we actually own a crystal, new age, metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, a crystal shop here in Bristol called Mystiques. And we have crystals, we have jewelry, we have all sorts of things. But we also have lessons, and we teach tarot, we teach angel workshops, we teach mediumship, we teach all these sorts of things going on. But we also have our readings here as well. So we've got a little back room out the back of the store, as well as our base. But we call it the Rainbow Room, and that's where we conduct our readings. And we kind of do one-to-one readings there when it's a face-to-face. If somebody books in with me for Skype or with telephone or even with email at times, that's where I'll be to do the readings, because it's kind of my zone and it's my sort of energy. And I was actually putting on Facebook today that a lot of people, I do get very often requests that I go to somebody's home to give them a reading. And there's many reasons why I don't. One of them being because I have the shop, so it's more convenient for me. It's a little bit selfish.
Right.
Another reason is because I don't like just turning up to somebody's house. It's a little bit worrying. But finally, the main reason really is because I don't want to go into somebody's house and see their photographs and to see their elements that they've collected and see their favorite colors painted on the walls, because that would distract me. I don't want to feel like I'm cheating. So I'd rather they came here to a spiritual, neutral environment, and then I can say to them, all what I need to say to them, I can just go, wow, how did he know that information? Because he can't see it on my walls. He can't see it in the pictures. It's his sort of zone. So that's kind of what I do. So I do all my readings from the store here at Mystique's.
Good. Cool. Okay. And so then what is the Dragon Clairvoyant evening?
Oh, this is my, this is how it all started. I used to, when I discovered mediumship in that church, as I said in that story, I sat in a circle, kind of like a seance, and this is where you develop and you learn about mediumship, and this is all I wanted to do. I was quite happy sat in this circle, and I was learning trance mediumship, which is when you let a spirit use your body to communicate. I learned mediumship, I learned healing. That's kind of what I wanted to do, which is to stay in that circle. However, about 3 years ago now, we had a medium come over to Bristol, who's absolutely fantastic and really lovely, and she wanted us to host clairvoyant evening for her, which we did. However, when it came to the end of the evening, it felt like a lot of hard work was put into that with very little reward, in the fact that it was all very much that we didn't get much recognition for the work which we'd done. And I turned to my mother and I said to her, I said, why is it that we're doing this for this wonderful medium that I love to pieces? Why isn't it that you, why don't we get you doing the mediumship and you be the medium and we do these evenings? And she goes, oh, no. And then suddenly, yeah, out of my mouth, before I could stop myself, I said, and why don't I work with you? And I was like, what? No, I don't want to work with you. I don't want to work with you. But by that point, I said it. I do these evenings. So we decided the greatest thing to do to have these evenings, so we're going to have them as regular events in and around Bristol and the UK. We've been done, we take them all across the place now. The best thing to do to get a recognition is to give them a name. And I work very much with a dragon energy. For those that are very spiritual can understand that, but those that don't, it's a little bit more complicated, and I completely get it if you don't. I work on a dragon sort of vibration at times. So that's where the name came from, is Dragon Clairvoyant Evening. We actually take these events across the UK all year round, and we would like to go further afield, like abroad would be nice. but hey, who knows what would have happened there. We kind of do it. So we're taking the clairs to your local towns and villages, to theatres and village halls and things. And it's really special because I meet loads of people in a space of a couple of hours, which is better for me because when I'm doing a one-to-one reading, it's just one person and it takes an hour or what have you. But when I'm doing a gallery like that, I've got a crowd of people, 100 people or so, that I can then deliver messages to in quick succession. So it allows me to touch more people's lives and try and improve their life in a more of a wider range of people in it, I guess. I love doing that, and I get invited to places as well, so I do that as well as get invited to clairvoyant evenings. I also go around to local spiritual churches and give demonstrations at them as well. So, I mean, I'm constantly busy. My diary is rammed full of stuff. And if anybody is in Bristol or in England even, have a look at my, you can see where I am next, really.
Very cool. Yeah, I would love to come out there and, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm getting more into a position that I hopefully will be able to come out there in the next, you know, year or so. And I know that we talked about trying to get you out here, so we will, trying with that. So I really, I do need to talk to some other people and just figure out if we can get you out here and in what aspects. So yeah, very cool.
I would love that.
I know you would. Yeah, we'll work on that. So yeah, and you know what? I'm finding that I say things and I think things, and I'm like, gosh, Erin, I swear they happen within a matter of weeks. So I think yeah. I've been really careful with what I've been saying, and it was so funny when I got my car. I drove past the car dealership every day because quite literally it's around the corner from my house, and I said, oh, gosh, I can't wait until I can get a new car. I wasn't saying I want a new car because I know better than to that, but I was just thinking to myself, man, it is going to be so nice when I can, you know, go into the dealership on my own and get a car and not have to worry about cosigners or anything else. And that was really kind of the thought process. And my truck just totally took a dump, and I was left in the middle of the morning, freezing cold, like 28 degrees, on the side of the road, no heater, no engine, and finally got it restarted, limped it to work, and made a couple of phone calls to the dealership, and they were confident that they could work with me. And that night I drove home with a brand new car, no cosigner, no down payment, and I was just like, wow. And I started thinking, I just started thinking about this just like in the last couple of weeks. Same thing with my job. I was at a point that I'm like, okay, I'm tired of not working. I'm tired of not having money. I need a job, and I need it now. You give it to me, you send it to me, and I will take it. And within a matter, again, a matter of a couple of weeks, I had three job interviews, and I was actually offered all three jobs. So,
so I
put something out there at this point. It really does come back really fast. So I am going to put it out there that we do want to bring Aaron and some other people from overseas. I think it would be a really fun concept to have some type of, you know, seminar weekend that we have clairvoyants from, quite honestly, all over the world join us. So I'm going to go ahead and put that out there, and we'll see.
Well, what you're doing there, Dawn, definitely, but what you're doing there, Dawn, is called Law of Attraction, which means that when you send a full face to the universe, you're sending out like an order, like a cosmic order to the universe, and you're saying, this is what I want. And when you do that, the belief is that you send out this thought, and what you send out to the universe, it will bring back to you to attract these things into your life. No matter what you're thinking about, you're going to attract it into your life. So this is going to be really interesting for your listeners as well. If you're focusing on negativity, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have enough money, or I don't like my job, and things like that, you're bringing in this negativity into your life, and you're attracting that. But if you change your thoughts and you think, love my job, or I have enough money, or I will have enough money, money can come into me, and you have a positive spin on things, that's what you're going to draw in. So I'm actually going to do in my room at the moment is cover a whole wall of things that I want to attract into my life, because in that way then not only am I sending the thought out in my mind, but I'm also seeing it in front of me every morning that I wake up. And it's a really good thing to do because it does bring dreams. And this may sound like a crazy man talking on a radio show about sending thoughts out to the universe, but I've actually tried it when I've been really desperate for money. I've looked and I've visualized that I need money, and I need this amount of money. I saw it coming into my bank, and within a matter of days, because I believed in it so much, something happened that allowed me to have that money in my bank, and then I managed to pay off bills that I needed to pay. So just give it a go. Just try and turn your thoughts into more positive thoughts and attract them into your life, and it really does work.
Absolutely. I've actually got a vision board that's in my bedroom, and the center big thing in it is the cover to my novel that I just released this past July. And but I had made that, I don't know, at least a year before the novel had actually came out. And so there's all kinds of things. There's England is written on it. I have pictures of all over the world, and, you know, let's save the planet and live your best life and own your power and Soul Star Multimedia. All that stuff is up there, and all of that was done a minimum of 1 year prior to all of it coming around. And actually, I just got a room divider, and it's wooden, and it's got three panels on it. And I was actually going to tell my sons, hey, we're going to, you know, we peeled off all the whatchamacallit, wallpaper off of it, and so now it's just wood. So now we're going to just cover it with what we want. We're each going to get a panel, and we're going to each cover it with what we want to see happen in this next 12 months. So, no, I totally agree. It really does work. So, and to do things as a family, it makes it even more fun and, you know, makes it even stronger. So yeah.
Definitely.
Well, let's, because like I said before, because I'm the host, I get to go first, but I'm not going to go first just yet. I'm just, I want to know, in general, if maybe you can kind of give a, because I'm sure you've done it over, you know, the past few months or whatever, what do you see for the year 2013 in general as a whole, kind of for humanity and the planet, and whatever you can tell us about that?
Well, what I can see from what I've been trying to figure out for myself, because, I mean, I do this on a personal level. I go, what can I see for me in 2013? And my predictions for myself are pretty spot on, which isn't great sometimes, especially if I get a negative feeling about a month and I'm like, oh, I don't want to hit that month, and it comes and it happens. But what I see for 2013 is just revitalization. It's a word I want to use for 2013, just to generalize everything, is revitalization. Because we are in such a mess economics all over the world. I mean, in England at the moment, and I'm sure it's the same in America, big companies are just collapsing. They are just collapsing all around us. We've got big stores just disappearing off the high streets. And as I said, I own a little crystal shop, so I'm watching all these big places shutting down around me, and I'm like, that's not meant to happen. It's meant to be the little places shutting down. Oh, gosh, what's going on? But the reason for this is that energy shifting completely. Everybody knows about the end of the world, and just to let you all know, we're still here. But it's not that we all took it too literally. The world wasn't meant to explode. It wasn't. We're not all meant to die. But what's meant to happen was the world as we know it was to end. And some people that are sensitive to energy, whether you're a medium or not, whether you might be anything, medium or spiritual or anything like that, but you can feel it in the air that something just feels different, and it's like the calm before the storm in a way. So what I see with this year is that just so much more is going to come to light. I mean, in the UK, all of a sudden there's been so messages about sexual offenders that have been on mainstream TV. For those that are listening from England, Jimmy Savile and things like that, there's these cases about that, and it's all come to light. It's like the negativity is just sifting from the depths that's been hidden up to the surface, and we're witnessing it being released and being cleansed again. And as I said, it's all about revitalization. So this year is about new beginnings and new starts. I know we always say this in January about new beginnings, but I'm completely sincere about this. I even wrote, again, something on my Facebook about this. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, please do. It's facebook.com/AaronSNorton. But it's all about new beginnings. And as I put on there, it's about shattering the vision of your reality and tearing apart the fabric of your beliefs and just allowing life to happen as you need it to happen, and just let it happen as well. But seriously, a lot of people are going to find this year a bit of a struggle. So those of you that I don't manage to get around to in the course today, hopefully you can take some of this, but it's going to be a bit of a struggle if you fight against it. Let things happen naturally. Let things happen in a progressive way, and just go with the flow in some ways. But have your dreams and have your vision boards and know where you want to go, but don't force things that doesn't feel right, and trust your gut instinct, because this year is just about cleansing and healing everything. And don't be surprised if you feel over emotional throughout the year, because it will be, because it's all about bringing out all the negative things that you've hidden in the depths of your personality, and brings it right out to the surface to allow you to let it go and revitalize your whole being. So that's what I see for 2013.
Okay, yeah. And that was kind of my understanding too when I had started reading stuff, and it was really about, you know, people who are not on the spiritual level, who don't get it, who don't know how to just go with the flow, they're the ones that are going to have the most difficult time, because there are so many changes and energy switches coming that they just, they're tuned out to such a high degree that they just are not, it's going to be like a culture shock almost, and they're not going to know which way to turn, because it's not something they're used to. But then those of us who know, I mean, it was kind of like me relocating from the West Coast to the East Coast. It was one of those things that I knew I had to do, even though everybody and their brother was trying to stop me. I just kept going forward, and I just said, you know, I know this is what I have to do, and I did it, and I fought for it, and obviously I'm here. So, and ever since I've been here, my life has just been amazing. And like you said, you know, people are going, oh, I can't find a job, I can't get an interview, and in California, I could not. But I came out here and I got 3 job interviews, and I was offered all 3 jobs, and I've got the most amazing jobs now. So, and then on top of that, you know, I have my multimedia company, which we've recently launched our publishing house, and we've already landed a really big name author, and he's got ideas on top of ideas and friends, and we're already overwhelmed with that, and we haven't even really gone public. We've officially launched, but we haven't gone public. And I had said, you know, geez, I really wish my publishing house would take off, and my poor vice president, she's probably wishing I hadn't said that. But to a certain extent, of course, we're thrilled that it is taking off so fast. But it's everything. If you are in the right mindset and in the right place, I have to say, that things are just flying, and it's really an amazing ride, and it's really exciting. So that brings me to my question. And so my question for me is, I have, published Angels and Warriors, The Awakening. What timing, right? The Awakening. And of course, we have the multimedia company coming up behind that. And so I would really like to know if my novel is going to take off, because it is a series, and how my publishing house may or may not play into that.
Okay. But also, touching on a little bit what a lot of people will notice as well in 2013, if they don't like where they're living, they'll be moving. And if they don't like where they're working, they'll be having a new job. Won't they, Dawn? As you've already proven. Okay, so answer to your question right here. Let me just connect in here a moment. But as you were talking, I was just chewing in anyway. And I felt, it was really weird. On my chest, where my heart is, I just felt like it was going to explode. It was really weird. Not in a negative way, but it was like, I was felt so empowered around the heart here, which tells me from you, I know this isn't an answer to your question, but I'll get there. It tells me with you, it's all about, you're just so full of love and passion about what you do. And because it's like, because a lot of people in business, I'd feel it more down by their hips, because it's more of a driving and it's more of a power there. But because you're so passionate about your work, it's just so full of it. It's just ready to explode from you. And it's like the potential just hasn't even been recognized, let alone like begin yet. You've got so much to just unleash to the world. And once this lets rip, wow, the world needs to watch out and step back, because so much is going to happen for you. Seriously, I just see just so much, just, oh my God. It's like, and you're going to be like, I can see you having like 10 pairs of arms, because you're just doing so much at once, and it's like you're trying to do so much. But the thing is, you can handle it, whereas some people, just they're not able to focus on more than one thing at a time. But you can go, right, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Where's my diary? What am I doing? Oh, yes, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. And it's constantly like that. But that's what you need, I said. I feel you need this adrenaline. If you're a bit like me, you need the excitement. You need something going on constantly, 24/7. Otherwise, you feel a little bit depleted and a little bit depressed. But the problem with this is, because you're so busy, I'm saying that you're not having enough time to focus on your novel here, because your novel needs time to sit down and think and to relax and go, oh, right, what do I need to write here? And I just feel that we need a little bit more you time here. It's really difficult to have a balance here, but we definitely need a balance. But I need you just to actually have some time scheduled out in your diary. Speak to your PA, speak to the people you work with and your vice president, and go, you know what? I'm unavailable between these hours here because I'm having some me time. And have a bath, have a relax, and just meditate just for a little bit, and then come to writing, because I feel it's going to flow more naturally for you. Because I feel at the moment, you're great at writing, but I feel every now and then you put a block, and it's not like a writer's block where you're completely stuck, but it's a bit of a block. So you think, oh, I don't know how to put that, oh, I don't know. You'll go away and you come back to it and it's fine. But I feel once you meditate and you allow yourself to relax and come through much more naturally for you. But in regards to having it coming off the ground, excuse me, well, of course it will, because it'd be with one of the best publishing houses in America, seems of it. So you need to really push it and actually have that. Because I know what I'm being told here as well, is you're the kind of person that you'll push all the other people forwards, and you'll try and help them as much as you can. And you'll put your work to the back. You'll be like, well, I'm not as important as them. But I want you to go, you know what, this is your spotlight. I want you to take your book and have it at the forefront, and the other people behind. So I want you to be the main focus here. I get what you're doing. You're a really kind person. You allow other people to progress within themselves, but you should remember you're important too. So allow your novel to have its kind of spotlight as much as anybody else's. And that's what will get people talking. That's what I'm seeing at the moment. There's lots of people talking like, oh, that's advertised quite a lot. Why is that advertised? Must be good if it's at the forefront. Let me buy it. Let me download it. Let me have a look. So it needs to be given a pride of people will believe what they see. So if you're showing it's going to be great, they're going to buy it and they're going to read it and they're going to be amazed with what you've written.
Okay. So you feel like in 2013, like sometime between now and the end of December 2013, that this is all going to kind of really start, or am I waiting, or what's my time frame?
Okay, your time frame, I'm seeing towards the end of the year, okay? You were starting to talk about time frames, I actually saw the year spread out in front of me, and I was drawn more so that's a part of the year, so towards the end. But I was more so drawn as I focused in on it to the month of September, okay? So I was seeing September kind of the month. But you know what, I'm seeing September being a month of really good things for you, but at the same time really negative things as well, so be really careful. But what I'm saying about negative, I'm seeing stress and I'm feeling anxiety. So this may be linked with this, because when things get going and get busy, you get in a bit of a whirlwind. You're like, oh my God, I need to think of this, and this. And again, you go faster than your normal speed. So I want you, during this time of when things are starting to pick up, to again have more meditation and to relax more a little bit, because it's going to kick off big time. But I'd say September is a great month for you, however it's building up to it, so don't just think it's going to fall in your lap. Think, right, I need to progress this, because I'm also being shown the month of May as well, so I'm seeing May being an important part of your life as well this year. So obviously this is what I'm reading you at the moment, so this could change what life lessons or life choices you make in the next couple of days. But at this present moment in life, what I'm seeing is that May is going to be a great month for you, but it's going to start to move slowly. What I'm seeing is actually wheels turning, and at they start off quite slowly, but they build up speed, and when September comes, just wow, it's going to come really fast. So keep doing what you're doing, and this is what's going to work for you.
Okay, exciting stuff. Okay, so here's how I'm going to
say
this. I am going to say the last four digits of there's a phone number, and I can see who's been on hold and for how long. So, of course, I'm going to go with my first caller. And I am one question, and remember, we've got 20 other people after you, so let's just do the one question. And FYI, Aaron does have his own blog talk show, so, and you do readings on there, don't you, Aaron?
I actually have guests on every week, so I have different mediums on every week if I can, and okay. It's a topic show, and then we do offer readings on them, yes.
Okay, and then before we start on with this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, we hadn't really talked about it, but I was just going to say, think about this, and then you can say it toward the end of the show. If you maybe want to offer people some type of a deal, discount, something, if they call you and mention, hey, I heard you on Angels and Warriors, and so they're going to toss it out there. So you think about it, and if you want to, at the end of the show,
Dawn, are you
we'll
a psychic?
What?
Dawn, are you a psychic, my dear?
I am, but...
Do you know what? Ever since you asked me to come on your show, I've been thinking, I need to offer something to our listeners. And I don't know why, but this has been a thought that's been going around in my head, and I haven't quite decided what it's been yet. So I'll have a bit more of a think on air. But I'm thinking, I need to email Fran to tell us that I want to offer something, but I haven't decided. Oh, my God, you are weird.
No, I mean, you know what? And I don't know how you do readings for yourself. I mean, I can do them for myself, but they're so much more difficult when you're personally involved. So, because, you know, right before you said September, that's the word that popped into my head. So I was right there with you. So very cool. So, yeah. So at the end of the show, you just toss it out there, and we'll just go from there. So, okay. So our first caller is going to be the last four digits of your phone number are 5095-5095. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. What question do you have for Aaron this evening?
Hi, Aaron. My question is...
hi, Amy.
Hi. I recently met somebody online, and we had been talking for a couple weeks, and I don't know what I did, if I said something to offend him or whatever, and... I haven't heard from him. I've emailed him, and we've been just, I haven't met him, but we're texting and things like that, and we were going to make plans to meet, and I don't know what I did. So my question basically is, what did I do wrong?
Okay. Are you happy to give it to you completely clear, no matter what?
Do you want him to tell you the absolute truth? Well.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you?
In other words, he can sugarcoat it, or
sorry,
he can just be very blunt, and he's just asking you, is it okay if he tells you just straight up without sugarcoating anything? Can he
right.
absolutely
yeah.
tell you?
That's okay. fine.
Okay, cool. Right. You may not be happy with this answer, but what I'm feeling straight away with this, I'm really sorry, you're not going to like this at all. I'm saying it for gritted teeth, because I love love. I'm all about producing love. But this person, I'm feeling that they've actually, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it, I feel they've actually found somebody else, okay? I'm really sorry, but this is the instant feeling I'm getting, is that they found an interest in somebody else, all right? It's nothing to do with you. That's what we need to establish straight away here. You are a perfect person. As you are. It's nothing to do with what their choices are. It's their choices. It's their pathway. But you need to remember, you're perfect and you're beautiful with what you are. And do you know what? If they have met somebody else, they've lost a gem. You know that saying when they say, don't go counting stones because you're going to lose a gem? It's clear. I feel that basically what's happened is, as well, is that there's a little bit of commitment issues with this gentleman as well. I feel that he doesn't really like to be committed into a relationship. There's some issues going on in his past. And I think a previous relationship has really affected him badly. And when he really did like you, he really did have a love for you. However, when he panicked. He panicked about the commitment here. And again, it's nothing to do with you. It's all about him and his element and his pathway in life. But he panicked. And then all of a sudden, he panicked and he went and disappeared. And then somebody else has come in and caught his eye. Somebody new that isn't a commitment straight away, okay? This is how I'm feeling it. I do hope I'm wrong, though, because this is really horrible. And I really want the best for him. Do you feel that this person isn't right for you? I'm not feeling positive in one way at all. I'm just feeling so negative about this. So what I want you to do is just remember that you are a beautiful person. You're perfect in who you are. And what you can offer a relationship is amazing, because you dedicate yourself 155% to that relationship. You give your whole being to it. Amazing person. Anyone would be foolish not to have you. So don't think that at all. This is what I'm being told here. This is what I'm picking up from you. But there is somebody out there for you. That's the next question that's on your mind is, well, if that's not the right person, who is? There is somebody there for you, but it's all, again, about going to the flow and being patient and allowing things to develop naturally. I know you said you met this person online, and I feel that I want to kind of get you to... it's great having online dating websites and stuff. I mean, I use them myself, so I'm not going to pretend I don't. But I love using them because it makes me feel better about myself. And it makes me feel... because people give me attention. And when you see people viewing your profile, you're like, oh, they find me attractive. That's all great on a physical level. Emotional, let's not go into that. That's great, but I want you to just take a step back a little bit from these websites. It's great to go on there to get a little bit of a, hey, let's have a bit of a flirt. But I feel that I want you to just stop trying. That's what I want to say. Stop trying, because this person that you will meet, there is somebody you'll meet in the year, and they're gonna come, and it's going to come naturally, going to progress out of something. I actually believe this next person you meet will also be online. I'm going to say that. They will be online, but it's going to just it's not going to be one of these things crashing. Neither of you are going to rush, and it's going to develop naturally and perfectly. But this person at the moment, you know what, forget about them. They're not worth it. If they're ignoring you at the moment, that's immature, that's childish, and you don't deserve that. You deserve respect. You deserve being treated like an adult, so you know, get them.
If you don't want, you know, just at least tell me if you met somebody and just be honest with me, nothing.
But they don't. And, you know, I mean, here's the way I look at it, because I'm same boat. I'm single as well. And I just figure when these guys come and go, they're not supposed to be in my life. I don't even question it at this point. I mean, yes, they could be a lot more mature about it, but bottom line is that I've put it out to the universe, hey, you know, I would like to meet somebody, and you know, just bring me the right person. And that bottom line is, if they come and they go and they send fake pictures and profiles and whatever, I really don't think twice about it, and I really just say, okay, they were not supposed to be in my life, and they got rid of themselves instead of you having to do it, which makes your life much easier anyways. So, yeah, that's the way I look at it. It's easier to have them get rid of themselves, and half the time they're only looking for sex anyways, to be quite honest, so you don't want those people, mm-hmm. and you don't want to have to deal with them on any level. They're just going to bring you down. So.
Yeah.
So you did nothing, and don't ever think that way. Honestly, it's not about you. It's about, you know, they have their own thoughts and whatever. And if he comes back around a month from now, please don't be like, oh, it's okay. No, he moved on because he thought somebody was better or whatever, and you do not need somebody that's just going to drop you and not bother to give you the time of day and just say, hey, you know, I've met somebody and I'd like to try it out with them or whatever. So,
yeah.
Does that answer your question, though?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Amy. Well, thank you.
Blanche, you are a beautiful person.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll be fine, okay. And yeah, it's his loss, you know, and there's plenty of people out there. And Match.com has a 7-day free right now. If you want to try Match.com, they've got a 7-day free trial. I don't know when it's just for this month. So if you go to Match.com, you can join for 7 days for free, and you have access to all the emails and profiles. And they're actually, if you do a search of the top 5 in the U.S., they are number one. They actually have a guarantee that you will meet somebody in 6 months.
www.match.com.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so there is the sign-up button.
Okay. It's a guarantee that you meet somebody in 6 months or your money back. So I'd give it a shot if that's what you really want to do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I know it's so silly, but, you know, I hate those things. And so I'm like, okay, if it's free, I'll try it. So it really is. Okay,
yeah.
The next caller is 3120. 3120, are you there? Hi, who's it?
That's me. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Eileen.
Eileen, hi Eileen.
Hi. I was just wondering if you see anything changing for 2013 for me?
Okay. What I'm seeing at the moment actually is really strange, because my symbol for change is actually like a giant Ferris wheel. So what I'm seeing with you is actually this Ferris wheel, giant sticking inside it. So it's like there's something holding on to it at the moment, because it's not moving at all. And when it moves, for me, when it moves, it means that the change is happening, but it's stuck. So why is it stuck?
Uh-huh.
There's sticks in here, and someone's put these sticks here, and I feel that these sticks are something that maybe either yourself or somebody around you is having an influence on you. So what I'm feeling is that there's some blockages in who you are as a person at the moment. So what I want you to do at the moment is just to focus on you and what you want in life. I think that's a little bit of an issue at the moment, is because you know kind of what you want. You don't know how to get there. And there's people on outside influences who are saying things to you, saying, oh, you can't do it, you're not going to be able to achieve it, blah, 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 as they do. Dawn knows it very well, as she said. So just, I need you to go, right, you know what? You're not important. I want you to just push them aside and go, your thoughts aren't even important to me. Because what needs to happen here is that you need to have your dreams in a list, in a way. Like when I have it in my vision board, it's right in front of me, I can see it, but I want you to put your dreams down or have it as a vision board and go, this is what I want, these are the changes I want to make, and no one's going to stop me. And I want you to get some fire, some motivation, and to drive yourself forward, because I really do feel that at the moment it's just some blockages. But also, talking of these blockages, the ones that you're putting in place for yourself, I feel are a little bit like an emotional blockage here. And I think it's because of a little bit of self-doubt and a little bit of worry and a little bit of stress that you're causing for yourself. So I want you to just affirm to yourself every day that I can do whatever I want to do and I can achieve anything I want to do. And you'll notice this has happened. These sticks are going to start coming out. And as it does, the wheel is going to start to move until it gets faster and faster and faster until it becomes so fast that it's a health and safety hazard. So I want you to just remember those people that are influencing you negatively, just say you're not important, I don't want to talk to you, and cut them out of your life. Leave your past behind, leave the negative behind, and just walk forward as an independent woman and as somebody who can achieve whatever they want to achieve.
You're right. I'm the one that's holding myself back, though, as far as negativity, I guess. I need to step on and... You're right. I lost my husband 8 years ago, and I just can't move on.
You want to know one of the best things that I found personally? I don't know if you're familiar with Louise Hay, but she has a DVD out there, and it's called You Can Heal Your Life. And not only is it a great little movie, and it has Dr. Dyer and Greg Braden and Doreen Virtue and all these different people just putting the messages out there and talking to you about how they were, you know, up there with him. They were suicidal. They were whatever, depressed and miserable, and how they changed their lives and how now they are these motivational spiritual speakers. But what I love about it is at the end, oh, it's not the end. You have a choice of watching the movie or there's affirmations. And there's affirmations for prosperity, for work, for money, for health. And quite literally, every night I go to bed, I put on the affirmation and it just repeats over and over and over. So I go to bed with nothing but this positive affirmation going on the entire time I sleep. And when I wake up, the first thing I hear is this affirmation that's telling me how I am blessed beyond belief and how I am one with the universal power and that I create my life and that I learn from everything and that everything I do has positive and it has a wonderful outcome. And that's what I go to sleep to and that's what I wake up to. So
you leave it on all night long?
Yes, I put it down very
do
low.
You? Okay.
And,
what is it? You Can Heal Your Life by?
By Louise Hay.
Louise
Hay, H-A-Y, or H-A-Y-E, I think it's just H-A-Y.
Okay.
Yep, and just, you
all
can,
right.
There's, you can
also, what I'm seeing.
So, yeah.
I will
you're
try
great.
That.
Yes.
Also,
it's
what I'm looking out for you, my darling, sorry to, cut across everyone. I think the time delay, I apologize. But what I'm picking up for you as well at the moment, because I know you said you lost your husband 8 years ago, I am actually feeling his presence around you. He's actually coming close, and he's holding your hand, okay? And he's saying, you know what? You feel like you're holding yourself back because of it. But you know what? He's with you, and he's trying to lead you forward. He's like, you're pulling yourself back. And he's like, come on! And he's got arm, and he's really trying to pull you forward. And he's like, he wants you the best. And he's saying, you know what? I've not gone. I'm going to be by your side every step of the way. And we're going to achieve success together. We're going to get your dreams together, all right? And he's got such a lovely soul, and he's a really emotional person, I feel. He's not like the typical man. He would have been very happy to show his emotions tears. And I feel he feels very sad because he misses you. But he is, he's literally dragging you. He's like, come on, it's fine. We can do this together. And he's telling me that you talk to him as well, and he's saying he does hear you.
I know he's trying to pull me out of this and through, but I don't know why I don't know.
You'll
I just
there.
Can't get there.
Try the thing that Dawn was saying. Listen to the those affirmations, and I think that will really help you.
You know what? I'm going to. I think I'm going to go online right now and look that up and get it sent to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you know what?
I
we're
will
around,
do that.
The show is around, so feel free to call back and chat with us anytime.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eileen. Bye-bye.
You have a good night now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And let's see. Our next caller is 3021. 3021, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Hi,
good,
my name is Jordana.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I am calling in because my, well, now ex-boyfriend, his name is Josh, we broke up about a month ago, and I'm wondering if and when he's going to be reaching out to reconcile. I want to see what he says that goes.
She already has this sneaking hunch, Erin. She knows.
Okay, all right. First of all, what I'm seeing is two goats. two
Wait,
goats
what do you
that
see?
Are locked in horns together. Two goats.
Okay.
You know, they're Billy Goat's Gruff.
Oh, goats.
They've got
okay.
two horns and they're in love together. And what they're doing, they're showing me as a symbol. Basically, what's going on is that it's like you're both as stubborn as the other.
I knew you
and
were going to say that.
Here,
yes. Yes, we are both very stubborn.
And you're in locked horns. And it's like, I'm not talking to her. I'm not talking to him. And neither of you. You're both being... But it's probably not funny, but it's hilarious from my perspective, because you were literally like, you're fighting for reason. Okay. In answer to your question, when is he going to come back to reconcile or ICA? I'm actually being told to shuffle some cards for you here as well, actually, and I'm using the Brian deck this evening, and I'm just shuffling them now for you, and the cards that I've got is number one, feeling lucky. It says, Lady Luck is with you on this one, my friend. This is what you've been waiting for. Enjoy. What I'm seeing is that you need to just, you know, unlock horns by being yourself, okay? I want you to just go, you know what, I'm a fantastic person, I'm a great individual, I've got a lot to give to the world, and I want you to have some fun. I don't want you to flaunt the fun you're having. I want you to go, look at me, I'm doing great without you. I want you to really rub it in his face. Whether you're feeling it or not, I want you to go, wow, aren't I amazing? Look at all this attention I'm getting. I want you to maybe even pretend on Facebook. I don't normally advise this. Pretend you're going on loads of dates, but I wouldn't normally advise that, but do it just to get it in a set, and then all of a sudden it's going to unlock the horns, because it's all about you and it's not about you and him, it's going to be just you, and eventually he's going to just send you a message and be like, oh hi, how are you, and you're going to be like, I'm amazing, thanks. But I need you to get back to who you are as a person and just flaunt just to how great your life is. Whether you're feeling it or not, just be like, I am amazing, life is perfect, everything's going good.
My life is pretty good, I mean, I do have to admit.
Well, there you go.
Here we go, you're doing it already. Flaunt it.
So when is this going to, like, take place? Do you know? Is there, like, a timeline?
Yes, there is. I'm being told up to, so the maximum of 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
He's
right around the corner. He's ready to come back.
Oh, so that's, like, really soon then. So it's not so bad. So you do see a reconciliation in the end?
I see him being a little bit, Tim being a bit like, hi, hello, and then you being like, my life is great. But I want you to,
listen.
He's going to come in.
You know what's
like,
funny, Aaron?
Exactly.
That is right before Valentine's. He doesn't want to be alone for Valentine's.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And this breakup took place like 9 days or 10 days before Christmas.
Oh. Well, see, for Valentine's now. That's about 3 weeks out. So.
Yeah, that is. No, you're right. And, you know, we broke up because his family clearly watches way too much TV, and they were telling him I wasn't real and I was, like, too good to be true and all that. Yeah, you have to love families interfering when you're,
amazing.
Like, 25 years old.
Right. You got a brain, honey. You can use it. It's okay. I promise. It'll be
just
fine.
Yeah, that's kind of... that's totally my point of view, but that's not how it works. His mother, like, she has a lot of, like, dark energy.
Wow.
Dark.
That's why he's drawn to you, because you don't. And it's different, and he doesn't know how to deal with it quite yet. But he will. He'll figure it out.
God help me, please.
Well, 3 weeks. So you sounds like he'll be back around in no time. Enjoy your
free
time.
Yeah. That's not so bad. Yeah, exactly. I should just go party it up for like the next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
well,
awesome. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll let you guys
you're
know
welcome.
How
thank
you know
you
everything.
For calling
goes.
In.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Add me on Facebook. Thank you.
Have I?
I will. Okay,
oh,
how do I find
lovely.
You on Facebook?
I love that.
Yeah, if you have me on Facebook.
It's facebook.com.
Right. Oh. Go ahead.
/ Aaron S. Norton. So that's AAronSNUGHTON. You can find it on my website as well, which is on the main description up on the top page.
And if you're on my, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, if you just look at my friends, you'll find him too. So.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. One way or another, you can find Aaron. So I fixed the link for his website. So obviously, if you clicked on that, or just go to Facebook, or if you go to my Facebook, you can look through all my friends because I don't have it blocked, and you can go there. So perfect, perfect. Okay. Do you need a break? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great. I love Paula. She was amazing.
I know. She's fun. It's like, why would you break up with her? Okay. So our next caller is 2952-2952, and I believe you're probably calling from Nevada and Las Vegas area. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne. What is your question for Aaron?
I have some stuff coming up, and I know that I'm going to be putting a business together, and I would like to know when I'm going to be moving to this place. I'm going to be helping kids, and like special needs kids, help them to get grounded and such. And so I'm not sure where I'm going. I live in Colorado, by the way, and I live close to the mountains, but not in the mountains. I live in the city right now. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to like to know a time frame and like maybe an area, if you could give me an area. I know you're not in the U.S., but you're a great medium, though.
Wonderful.
I want to tell you
okay.
that.
Okay.
You're very, very good.
Do you know what? I think you're an amazing person. I think you're an amazing person for doing this. Like, how lovely is that? I mean, oh, my God, oh, bless you. You deserve a seat next to God. Seriously, if you're doing that work, that's amazing. But what I'm being told at the moment, throughout the whole time looking, I'm actually wearing a hoodie at the moment. I've got my hood up. I'm covering my eyes with my hood, and it's like I'm not seeing properly. It's like I'm not looking at things as they should be. And I'm thinking this is something to do with legal matters. Now, I can't be talking about legal matters because it's not right for this show, but I'm feeling that there's something about legal matters that aren't being looked at properly, okay? And I feel we need to just look at things and read the small print very, very, very closely, word for word. I feel I feel blinded by it a little bit. And I feel there's somebody in particular around you at the moment as well that's just, I feel that, not like a person, but it feels like an organisation, and they're just causing complications for no reason whatsoever, it seems. But just be wary of that, okay? But what I'm seeing is, because you're very right, I don't know America at all that well, apart from Ohio, because I'm very friends with somebody in there. But what I'm seeing at the moment is kind of like it's kind of an image of your house. And they're showing me like a ring around it. So I'm assuming this means to me is that you're going to be moving into that sort of distance, okay? And I'm just trying to figure out exactly how wide this distance is. And I'll probably give it to you in time rather than in mileage. Let me just figure this out. Okay. Wow, okay. That's quite a distance. Okay, well, America's a big place. Okay, I'll trust it. But what I asked, because I had hours, I asked how far away from where you are at the moment is this going to be, sort of thing. Maybe this is going to involve you having to move your house as well, because I was given the number 5, okay? So I'm being shown 5. So maybe that's 5 hours is what I'm seeing. But I might be getting that wrong, but I'm going to just go with my gut instinct and say 5 hours radius around you, okay? And it is quite a wide radius. It might be a different city. It might even be a different state. I don't know. But it's quite a distance away from you. Jeez, that's like me going off to Scotland. but it's definitely isn't there for you. But I'm seeing that... I need you to be just, it's like that, they're showing me these monkeys now, you know, like see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil, but they're showing me the one with its hands over its eyes, and it's like I'm hiding from something, and I'm not looking, so be really careful. I want you to look at everything, and I want you to be really specific about the details. I want you to just go point by point by point, and don't dare miss anything out. I want you to take your time carefully, because what you're doing is a fantastic thing, but I feel there's going to be a few complications just because there's people who are jealous, okay? So be aware of that. And also, I feel there's a few problems, as I said, with legal things here. I'm being told money as well, because I'm being shown some money for myself. So a bit, again, just look at things bit by bit and make sure you're fully prepared. As the scouts would say, be prepared. So just go for that. But, oh, bless you. I think that's an amazing thing that you're doing.
And one other thing I can kind of help you as far as I'm trying to make the plans and stuff, we have an astrologer that comes on, and he's amazing. And he doesn't do just readings like birth charts. He'll tell you when's the best time to sign contracts, when's the worst time to sign contracts, when to get married, when to start a new job, when to start a new business. And he's on every other Tuesday, so he'll actually be on 1 week from tonight. He was on last Tuesday, and he'll be on 1 week from tonight. And he does many readings as well on the show. So if you really are kind of looking for a different aspect in time frames as far as your planets and what really looks good out that way, I would highly suggest that you tune in next week as well.
Okay, I kind of feel like the five number that you're getting is like, is that a month? Could it be the fifth month?
Probably. Because when I said 5 hours, it was really weird because I was also shown the word month as well. And I was like, I'm trying to get distance. not sort of like that. You might be right, actually. You might be right.
Okay. Because, I don't know, it feels like May is the right month. Because I'm going to start school next week, and spring semester classes start here on the 22nd, and that's the end of spring semester. And for some odd reason, it feels right. Not just because it's my birth month or any of that, but just because it feels like the right time. And I feel like that contract thing has to happen. Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. learning how to do that on a whole new level. So
everybody is.
I actually do what you do. I do. I'm a medium too. But I, you know, when like you said in the beginning of the show, when you have to read for yourself, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And,
a lot.
It's easier to get things confirmed that what you're feeling or what you're hearing or what you're intuiting is correct by running it by somebody else. And they've been telling me forever, you got to learn sometime to trust us and follow it.
Yeah, of course.
And so I struggle with that a lot in the sense that I want it to be right, but I don't want to, I'm afraid to make mistakes.
Right.
I think that's my issue. And the whole thing
you
with...
You need to trust in your gut instinct.
Mm-hmm. Just go with
the flow. Well, you go with that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And I wanted to say that one thing you talked about, Louise Hayes, with the setting the intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I used that book, Heal Your Body. I used that book, and I healed everything that was wrong with me by addressing my emotions around those illnesses. So I completely, it's like a Bible to me, you know.
Yep. I love the video, though. The video is amazing. But, yeah, I know that she does have
the video.
You have to watch it. If you love Louise Hay, it's, like I said, it's Greg Braden. It's, you know, Wayne Dyer.
Where do you find it at?
I found mine at the library, but they're for sale. So I would think that you could buy it through Louise Hay. So if you just go to hayhouse.com.
Oh.
You know, last time
you
I checked.
Probably get it. What's it called?
You can heal your life, or heal your.
See if I can't get it at the library.
It's and you might have to wait, and you might not. Who knows? But let me take a peek at it. Yeah, you can heal your life, and it's amazing. And she has normal people on there too talking about it. And I have to tell you, Louise Hay is the most amazing woman. She's helped heal people, but this is a person who. Was raped several times when she was, starting
teenager,
at...
Teenager, wasn't she?
Even younger, yeah. And then she was raped by, after being beaten by her stepdad, then he started raping her. And I think she left home when she was like 15 or 16 and got pregnant, gave a baby up for adoption, and was helping people upon people as the years passed. And she actually had cervical cancer. Or uterine cancer. She had cancer down there somewhere. And she healed herself. And she was the first, she had been helping people all those years, and it was finally time for her to put her money where her mouth was, and she did it, and so did Greg Braden.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it's an amazing video, and if you can get your hands on it, I highly, highly suggest it.
I will. I will check it out and see if I can't find it somewhere around here. I did, I practice the same spiritual program that she does, the religious science stuff.
Right, right.
And I had just gotten into that when I picked up that book, and I used it in the same way she said that she used the affirmations, and
yep.
I just said them till I believed them.
Yep. So you know that,
and
there's nothing else. There
worked.
Is no other truth. Yep, exactly.
And I don't have a quarter of the things wrong with me physically that I used to have.
There you go. We are so powerful, and you still haven't even tapped into what you're truly capable of.
I know. It's only just a small part.
Yep. So... You are
well. Thank
well
you
on your
guys
way.
Very, very much.
Well, thank
and,
you.
I'm also
very
starting
welcome.
A show on Blog Talk, so I might be interested in having one or both of you on my show.
Well, that would be awesome. Just let me know.
Oh, thank you.
I have all kinds of aspects. I'm an author. I mean, that's kind of my forte, is that I'm an author, but obviously I'm a show host, and my whole motto is live your passion and change the world. So whatever that entails for each individual person, so that's my thing.
Can I get your information?
Yeah. Are you a friend of mine on Facebook by any chance?
I don't think so.
Well, here, do this. You can send me an. Oh, where can you send me an email to? I see. I don't know if my email is working. My webmaster is having issues.
What's your Facebook? What's your Facebook?
Just Dawn Tevay, DawnTevy. Find me there. T is in Tom, E is in Echo.
I'm there, yes.
V is in Victory, and Y is in Yankee. Yes.
Okay, today.
Yep.
Okay.
Today, yep. Well, thank you, Cheyenne, and good luck, and tune in next week, definitely, and give Tony a call.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
God bless. Bye.
Well, she is doing some amazing things, so it'll be exciting to see what she ends up doing and how all of that progresses.
Oh, bless.
Yes. Okay, let's go to 5743. Let's see, 5743, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
This is Acacia.
Hi, Acacia. What do you want to ask Erin?
I've got some stuff going on in my life right now, and surprisingly, they keep changing and going for the better. I'm just kind of wondering what is going to come out of that, if the end result is going to be what I think and we're also hoping for it to be. Hello?
Hang on. Are you there? Oop. Maybe actually dropped Erin. He'll be back on. Give it a minute. I have to watch for him.
You know, it's so funny. You sound just like my mother on the phone.
Oh.
She's got this wonderful, very calming, soothing voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Come on, Erin. Where are you? Hopefully he'll be right back. He's calling from England, everybody. I probably should have mentioned that. he is calling from England. So I don't know what kind of connection we have. Oh, my goodness.
So, Don, in the meantime, how is everything going with your book? I tend to listen to your radio show pretty often.
My book is actually going amazing right now, and he's right. I have been actually concentrating on everybody else's stuff and not mine, and I need to get back into that. I have not been working on my second it's a series. I have not been working on my second book as much as I should, and so we have, bless you, if that was a sneeze, I couldn't tell what that was. But yeah, we're just trying to get our publishing house really functioning and going, and We've got a lot of stuff happening there because we are, I do want to help indie authors get out. And all the stuff that I didn't have help with when I first came on and was trying to write, not even write, once you're done writing, the trick is to be able to get the marketing and the publishing and the artwork and the editing and all that stuff has to get done. And, you know, it's not cheap and it's really difficult to do. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can really get taken for a ride. So that is part of the problem. So we are looking to alleviate that from indie authors. And instead of charging them up front, we want to just show them and take a percentage at the end. And Aaron is back. Hang on. hey, Aaron, are you there?
I am. I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, I just had noise blaring into my ears. And it was, fine.
Yeah, you were just gone, and I'm like, okay, so I just have to talk, which wasn't difficult, but yeah. So did you hear the question?
I didn't, no.
Okay, so Cassia, why don't you go ahead and tell Aaron, or ask Aaron your question again?
Yeah, I've got some stuff going on in my life right now, it's been going on for a long time, and things are finally starting to turn, and getting introduced to the right people, and I'm just wondering if things continue to go the way they're going to go, if what the end result is going to be, and if not, you know, when, if any time, you know, when is it gonna change for what? I don't really know how to word it, and what, I don't know if you need more detail or not, but I just
sounds like she wants to know when her life is going to hit an upswing and become more positive and really get on the track that she's looking for.
Not necessarily. It's more, I have a personal thing that happened to me in my life. I had three of my children removed because of an abusive ex-husband. And I got my oldest back, but the two are with his parents, and he gets to see them, and I do not. The adoption is not even final, and he is still continuing to see him, so it's taking a very, you know, hard toll on me. And even though the people that put them there are apologetic, there is nothing they can do. However, there's been a change. I've been meeting with governors and senators, and it was an accidental introduction for me. So I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to be getting my girls back anytime soon, or if I'm going to have to wait until they're 18.
Okay. I will see what I can pick up for you, my dear. I'm also very aware that obviously there's some boundaries in which I'm cross on air here, but I'll do my best that I can for you. Completely off of topic, though, can I ask, are you in work at the moment?
Am I in what?
In work.
Kind of. I work for myself.
Because what I'm saying, I'll touch on your question in a moment, but what I'm seeing is actually some changes within your work as well. And when you said about meeting different people, I feel that's happening for your work as well. There's going to be changes there for you, which are going to be quite interesting. Also seeing the success for you at the moment as well, all right, Madeline? I'm seeing success because these people are going to guide you in the right direction. However, what I also want to say of these people that you're going to meet in regards to work is that they're great to meet them, but you need to kind of take, as I was kind of saying to Dawn earlier, you need to take platform of yourself. So I want you to kind of go, let them take you to a certain distance, but then just go, you know what, now it's not my time to shine. I'm aside, then it's for you to take ownership of whatever it is that you're doing. I'm not sure what it is. I'm feeling that there's some changes there for you in your business in regards to these people as well. But in answer to your question, I'm just actually giving my cards a shuffle, see if I can get some bit of guidance for you, because I'm not picking anything up immediately. what I am definitely feeling at the moment is that obviously there is some heart problems here as in regards to emotion, not as in physical, but as in emotional. But obviously that's understandable considering what you're going through. What I'm thinking, going around in my head, there's somebody telling me to say, hold on, just hold on, okay? And that's what I'm being told to say to you is, hold on, just hold on. Because I feel that things are going to be fruitful, but I still feel it's going to be a bit more of a trek, and I feel this way is going to be a little bit more difficult to walk down. But I feel that you need to keep determination, keep your fire in your belly, and keep fighting, keep going for one. But I know at the beginning of the show I said this is a year to allow things to progress naturally, but in this regard, here, I want you to ignore that advice, but I want you to actually fight for what you believe is right here, and I feel that's important for you, is to fight for this. Don't at all give up, but I feel that it will be worth it, but it's going to take time. It really is going to take time, and it's going to take longer than you originally anticipated. So just be a little bit more patient here. And the card that I've got straight away as I put out for you is believe in yourself. You can do anything. This is going fantastically rewarding, okay? So it's all like believing in fighting and using your own skills and abilities and quick thinking. You're a quick thinker. You're not stupid. You know how people's minds work. You know how to get things done. So get it done right. Believe that you can do it, and it's going to be fantastically rewarding. And to appreciate what you've already got in your life. Appreciate what you've managed to achieve. Because I believe that it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, and I believe you say you want your girls back, but I it's going to come dribs and drops at first, so appreciate what you've got and be grateful. Once you're grateful, you're going to get more of it. Look at what life has given you already. Start enjoying what you have before you rush into something new. You must say blessed already is what it says on the card. And also, so the last card I'm putting for you here is follow your gut feeling. You know what this is already. Start listening to your body. If your gut says yes, then great. But if you're feeling shifty, then don't do it, okay? So trust your gut instinct. Go for what you believe in and follow that gut that says, if it says go, fire for it, but do not give up on your dreams, all right?
Well, thank you, and that's funny that you say that, and through my work, and I couldn't help but chuckle because of all of this that's happened. My work is just that. I've been involved with the system for about 5.5 years now, you know, just because of the domestic violence, and I started a company called Broken Beautifully Always. Just pretty much taking things that are broken and making them beautiful again. I volunteer at a lot of places, and I go through a lot of places with my company, and I take things and I help them. And that's funny because I actually have already met some people through what I do, with recreating and decorating and designing and everything. And so I just find it so funny because I do constantly meet people that just constantly want to help and everything. And yeah, I don't want to give up. I know some days seem hard, but, you know, I've been fighting to get my children back for 5.5 years, and, you know, where my girls are at right now, technically, they're not supposed to come back. There's no more loopholes there, so, you know, we'll kind of see, but, no, I definitely won't give up, and I do try to follow my gut, so, and I think I appreciate what
there's
I have, and I
missed.
Think I'm
there's
grateful.
Missed.
What was that, Aaron?
I just want to say there's something that you've missed, okay? And I know you said that you feel there's no loopholes at the moment. There's something you've been. I said I can't give legal advice here on air, but something you've missed. I want you to just go back to everything. And I said, you've got the mind for this. You've got a great way of thinking. The way which you think is very methodical, so you know how to get things planned. So, yeah, just you can do this. But as I said, it's going to take longer.
Yeah.
It'll take even longer.
Oh, I'm going to paralegal school. I want to go to law school, and I want to help other people not go through this and fall through the cracks, kind of like I did, and get kind of taken advantage of. I mean, there's benefits, but there's downsides. So,
well, sounds like you're well on your way. So, and I encourage everybody on Tuesday, next Tuesday, if you're looking for this type of thing and direction to go. You know, Tony is really good with, you know, on a different. That's a completely different aspect than what Aaron's doing. Aaron sees things differently, but to kind of know what your planets hold and when the auspicious times are to be acting and doing whatever you need to be doing and changing, to have the planetary alignment to help give you the energy to do stuff is really awesome. So I would encourage you to listen next Tuesday as well.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening, Acacia.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, Aaron, you know what, Aaron? You should call next week. I mean, it's like if you want to, we should have you call and have Tony do your chart because that would be really, really interesting.
Dawn.
You'll have fun, huh?
Dawn, my darling, please get out of head. Please get out of my head. I was just thinking this.
Okay, so great minds think alike, sweetie.
Okay. We will make that arrangement.
If I've got the time, I'm going to do it.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God. You're funny.
We're connected, honey. We're connected. But I'll talk to Tony and we'll work it out. So, okay. So, let's see here. So, we're almost up to the hour and a half. I have technically added on because I can, you know, we can have a few hours on here. Tell me when you're ready to stop. If you want to go for full 2 hours, that's fine. If you want to go for the hour and a half, that's fine. And we still have, let's see, how many callers do we still have? If we don't count you, we still have 11 callers. So we will. Okay, so we'll just go with whatever you decide. Okay, so the last four digits of the next caller is 7760-7760. You're on the air. How can I help you? How can I help you? Like, I was at work today. Can you tell? How can we help you this evening?
This evening. My name is Fran. Hi, Erin. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Fran. Angie.
I would wonder if you could ask my grandmother what she would like to tell me. She's on the other side, and I've never met her, but people who are psychic tell me there's a woman hanging around you, and I finally figured out it's my grandmother. So I was wondering if you could talk to her for me.
Definitely. I'm very much aware of her, actually, because as soon as she came on, I did feel this female energy, and I'm trying to pull her closer now to me as we speak. I know you said you know her, but I'm going to give a bit of description anyway. But what she's coming across at the moment to you that I'm feeling, it does come on a grandmother vibration. So that's a good start. But she's coming across, and she seems to be quite an elderly lady. That sounds really like vague and obvious. But I mean, the way she's coming across, she's very wise. Let's put it that way. She's very wise in what she knows. And she's actually showing me that at this moment she's dressed in purple. And for me, purple is all about psychic and being able to connected. She's got a lot of love. She's an interesting lady. She's very sensitive and very kind and gentle. But she seems a little bit fragile at the same time, where you don't want to say the wrong thing and you don't quite know how to take her, but she's got every good intention at heart. And she is very much around you at the moment. And do you know what? She's watching you and she's telling me a couple of things, actually. Let me just get this straight. First of all, she wants to keep doing what you're doing on the right pathway and trust in yourself. She's being stern. She's saying trust in yourself already. Come on. And she's coming up and she's literally putting her hand on the back of your, like, the bottom of your spine and pushing and being like, stand up straight and walk forth. And she's like making you hold your head high. So she's, I feel that maybe what she's trying to tell me in her very abrupt way is that she's saying that you're feeling a little bit low and a little bit down at the moment. And she's saying she just wants you to just, come on, you can do it. She's really pushing you. She's saying you've got ability. She's got a bit of backbone. She's saying, oh, she is funny. I love her. she wants to give you some real drive at the moment. But she's saying that she just wants you to hold your head up. She's saying you've got the ability to come across as a strong person, and that's what she wants you to do. She says, there's no point moping around. Come on, we can do this together. And that's really important. Hand clasped around yours. And she's saying, we can do this together. So just keep, as she said, keep going, but stand up straight, stand up tall. And I feel this is both on a sort of symbolic level of being sort of strong, independent, but also on a physical level as well. I feel there's a little bit of concern about the way you're standing, okay? And I feel there's a little bit of an ache, really, in your back and a little bit of your spine and your shoulder area here. That's just because you need to be stood up a little bit more straight and tight a little bit. And that's what I feel. You need to be stretching your shoulder muscles a little bit, paying your shoulder. I'm doing it myself. I look like a writing weirdo right now. But I'm also like really strengthening your back, and I feel you can stand up straight and just stretch a little bit more. But she is very much around you, and she's telling you as much love as possible in her own special way. But she's got that for you. And she's just saying, stand up straight, walk forward, and keep strong, because you couldn't do this. She's also saying, try to put this in the politest way. I'm going to put this in my... Ignore the haters, okay? The people are bitching about you. Just ignore them, all right? But there's people that are just being a negative around you that are saying things. But ignore them, because you are strong and you can achieve what you want.
Okay. Very cool. That all sounds great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Go, Grandma, go.
Yeah. Thanks, Grandma. Okay. Yes, I'm standing up straight as we speak. So thank
Good.
You very much. Appreciate that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you
have
you
a great
for
night.
You're more
okay.
Love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Okay. And yeah, I probably should have mentioned that. If there's somebody on the other side that Aaron, that you want Aaron to talk to for you, I never do ask for that. It's like I do have two people on the other side that I would love to chat with, but I won't do it tonight. Let's see. So our next caller is 3539-3539. Are you there?
Hi. Yes,
hi.
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
And who's this?
This is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
And what do you want to ask Aaron?
Well, Aaron, you sound very old school, so I would like a cold reading with a blunt answer.
You just want him to tell you in general what he sees? For you
anything he gets, and no sugarcoating.
Okay,
no.
She wants whatever messages her guides, angels, the universe is giving you for her that she needs to know right now.
Oh, Aaron.
Uh-oh, did we drop him again? I hope not. No, he's right there. Hey, Aaron, I can see you, but can you hear us? Uh-oh. Aaron, did you push your mute button? He's there. I can see him. Because he's international, I can definitely tell his number above everybody else's. Let's see here.
He's so fun. He's really accurate.
He is. And when he was talking about the different stuff about, you know, myself and what's going on, it was definitely interesting because he really is good. And then I know I had the opportunity before I have my guests on, I always chat with them beforehand so I can get a feel for their personality and stuff. And he is just fun and, that really great positive energy. So.
Oh, and you two work well together. I mean, you bring the energy up. And this
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because this can be draining.
It can be. It totally can be. But it helps if he's there. Aaron, if you can hear me, I can see you. You're not on. Maybe I should try putting him on hold and then taking him off of hold. I just have a feeling that he's hit his mute button or something. That or, I don't know. I think it can get tricky when you're calling overseas. So, Aaron, you may have to hang up and call back if you can hear me. There. No. Yes, no. Hang on. Oh, my goodness. I know this year. How has your year started off so far, Sandra? Have you noticed changes?
Good and bad. I mean, you know, such is life.
Yeah, true. True, true. Well, I've definitely noticed that I've been anticipating 2013 for so long, and part of the reason was actually the astrologer Tony had actually told me that things really were going to turn around for me in 2013, back in 2011. So I've been anticipating 2013 for quite a while, and I ended up, and I was in a domestic violence shelter for 6 months prior to even coming out here, and and it just, my life completely turned around once I got out here. I'm trying to, Aaron.
That's what you were saying earlier, and I know a lot of people really wave 2012 goodbye with pleasure.
Yes.
So I hope that that brings in positive thoughts and really raises the vibration.
I think so.
People were really
downhearted.
Yes, Aaron.
Oh, I'm hearing an echo. What's going on? Hello? Hello? I can hear your voices.
We're here.
Not just the ones in your head.
Hi!
We probably have about 300
people
all of us, you know.
Well, as long as you don't have your
radio. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Mine's off.
Yeah, mine's not on either.
You know what it is?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay.
Woo!
We're back.
Great. We are back.
Aaron, this is Sandra, and I'm the caller. And I'm so grateful that you give your time freely. And you remind me of old school.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, you remind me of old school. You know, give out cold messages and no sugarcoating. And that's exactly what I would like. So,
and she just wants to know what messages you're getting from the universe that she needs to be told.
Okay, cool. Brilliant. Thank you so much for calling. I'm so sorry about this. I don't know why I keep getting a weird screechy noise and then my phone doesn't want to work, but it's fine. We're coping here. Rightio. I'm just going to say
it's all the energy, Aaron. Come on, you know that. Whenever you get too much of the psychic energy going, and especially when it's going back and forth, you know, the electronic stuff just goes wonky, so you have to bear with it.
That's it. I know this is going to sound really, really strange, but I'm going to have to just say it, but I'm being shown cheese.
Okay.
Why are you showing me is right here? Let me ask this question. Why am I being shown to... Okay. Oh, right. This is all coming wonderfully. Okay. What I'm being shown here at the moment is this block of cheese, and it's got... Well, it's one of those, like, cheeses that has all those holes in it. And what I'm seeing at the moment is... don't take this, like, as an insult, but they're showing me you as this cheese at the moment. And what I'm seeing is that you've got a lot going out of you at the moment, and I feel you're giving so much off to all these people. And it's like... You're just draining yourself. And as I said, with these holes here, I'm just feeling that it's all going out, but you're not bringing it back in. And I'm feeling everything's just leaking away. And I'm feeling there's so much energy to so many people around you, but you're not having your time. You're not having Sandra's time to go, I'm going to have some time for me and I'm going to have a nice bath with some candles and some music and some wine. You're not having that. And I'm feeling that you're just giving off too much energy. And what I wanted to say is, great, that's good news, you're helping people, but you need to know when to say no. You need to learn when to say stop. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? As I said, I think it's really good that you're helping people, but there's a limit, and there's a limit of how much energy you can give out. I'm also very aware that there's some psychic energy around yourself as well, so I believe that either you are psychic medium, and if that is, it's great, you're putting me on the spot. and if not, then I believe it's definitely running in your bloodline, okay? So there's definitely some psychic ability around you at the moment. And I'm being somebody saying, listen to me, okay? And I'm feeling this, somebody saying this quite sternly. I think it's your guide or helper from spirit, but I'm feeling there's somebody saying, listen. And I feel this is because, you definitely are psychic. It's not in your, well, it probably is in your bloodline, but you are definitely, without a doubt, because this guide here, whoever they are saying, listen to me, are saying that you're not listening to the spirit world at the moment. They're trying to give you some guidance and advice, and they're going, Sandra, do this, do this, do this. And you're like, actually, I'm going to go this way, and I'm going to do this. And I'm thinking that they're getting quite frustrated, actually. And they're like, no, we said do this. And it's like a huge argument. It's like a catch in my mind, actually. It's like you're pulling it to two ends of the rope. But they're saying, listen. So the reason being is because I want you to just sit back and meditate. Because again, when you're psychic, to meditate is a fantastic feeling. And listen to your guides, because I feel that you're giving off so much energy to people, so much healing. But there's a psychic vampire in the midst, and that's where the holes are coming in, because somebody's bitten into that cheese and it's all leaking out, and you're just not getting anything back. So I want you to have your protection up a little bit. I want you to learn a little bit about spiritual protection. And something really quick and easy that I can say on air to do It's just visualize a white come all the way around you and protecting and sealing you, so you're completely protected. And just visualize that, and it can be a couple of seconds or it can be a couple of hours, however long you want to visualize it there for, but it will stay with you. So I want you to have this white light just to protect yourself and to kind of stop you giving off too much energy, okay? I'm also being shown citrine at the moment, okay, which is a crystal, and it's a crystal of wealth. This is a carrier piece with you, because I feel we need a little bit more wealth into your life, not just in the fact of money, but also wealth within happiness as well. And I'm feeling we need a lump of that, and we need to just, do you know what, I'm getting a slap of wrist moment here. I'm feeling that you're just not working enough with spirit. I feel it's kind of become a little bit lax a little bit. And I want you to just be listening a little bit more and working with crystals and the energies and the divine as well. And to start planning, somebody's saying as well. Start planning now, because what I'm saying about your spirit guide saying I want you to go this direction, but you're going in that direction, there's some plans for you to make. And when I said about the vision board, I want something like that, but not. I want something a little bit more specific than what I'm doing. I want you to have some plans properly drawn out, and I'm not sure what this is, but I need you to planning now, because it's important, it's big, and it's, oh my God, it's amazing. But I need you to protect yourself first and to go for this and to trust in your gut instinct and what the spirit is telling you and to work with them. And also, don't be afraid to allow your mouth to open and words just to fall out of your mouth. Because I feel that spirit are going to help you talk to a couple of people as well. But definitely, that's amazing. I hope
it helps greatly. And really quick, can you... You're talking about somebody sucking my energy. Can you give me a physical description mm-hmm. of this person, or is it in spirit?
Wonderful. It's somebody on the earth plane, and they're male, okay? I feel they're younger than yourself. I'm just trying to get exactly what it is. They're not giving me a physical description, but they're male. They're in close proximity to you. I will go as far to say as family, and I wouldn't be surprised is if they had some sort of mental illness. Not the fact that they're like schizophrenic or something, but I feel maybe something along the lines of ADHD or something like this, a behavioral thing there, that they just need a lot of attention, they need a lot of crave, and it's like they're take, and you're giving, and you're not getting anything back. And I feel you just need to just go, that's fine, you can do that, but I need my time as well, and I need that protection. Because like, as I said, I felt you needed more protection rather than cutting them for your life, because I think they are important in your life, but you're giving off too much. I think you need to just look after yourself a little bit more. But they're definitely male, they're younger than you, they've got dark hair as well. But when I say dark, I don't mean black, I mean like mousy brown, that sort of colour, sort of like my hair. Colour. Well, not because I'm blonde in my pictures, but like a mousy brown colour. I forget you can't see me. but yeah, no, but they're younger than you. They've got mousy brown colour and they're male. All right?
Excellent. Thank you so much. And you have both of you blessed days.
Thank you. Same to you.
And
Sandra,
you.
And best
God
of
bless. Thank
you. Uh huh. Bye. Bye bye. Okay. You doing okay, Aaron? I mean, you kind of had some breaks when you were off the air, but. Not the same.
I was panicking.
Well, I was like,
I don't know
did
what's
you
going
hear?
On. It's really strange.
Because you know, I could
no,
you
I
were
couldn't
still
hear
there.
You. All I could hear was this high-pitched screech.
How weird.
Oh.
You know, I have had another psychic on before, and oh my gosh, her and I just had issues after issues, just trying to stay connected because if there's something weird. I mean, because I wasn't totally joking. There really is issues with electronics if you have a lot of energy because it's all energy based. So yeah.
Yes.
So okay, let's see here. This person has been.
If that happens again, look for me on Skype because I'll probably sign in on Skype now and see if that happens. If that happens again,
okay.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, okay, is he going to come in on Skype? Because, yeah, I know. Know how that works. Okay, although I went on Skype the other day and it's not the same. So you go away for a little while and you go back and, God, I don't like Skype. I do like that Google Plus because you can have eight, you actually can have a Hangout. So you can have eight people in the chat room with you via video and plus yourself. So nine people total all on video chat. In one room, and it's free through Google Plus.
Oh.
Just plugging everybody tonight, aren't I? It's fun. It's really a lot of fun, and because I understand that
Skype got purchased by Microsoft, and they're going to be charging pretty soon. So I'm not for that. Okay, so our next caller is 7116. Are you there?
Hello, I am. I knew I was going to be next.
Yay, who is this?
My intuition, yay. Hi, Erin, it's Jennifer. I don't know if you remember
me. Hi, Jennifer.
But... Hi, how are you? Good. Okay,
I'm
well,
good, thank you.
Good. I'm trying to figure out which question I would like to ask you. Okay, let's, you know what, let's do matters of the heart. I don't want to say, let's see, kind of ended the relationship with a man, and now I feel like I'm about to embark on another journey with another person, possibly. And I wanted to see what you thought my future was with this new man coming into my life.
Okay. Immediately, I'm getting slowly catchy monkey, okay? And what that means is I need you to go a little bit gentle with this. Basically, what I'm saying is don't suddenly jump in there with, do you want children? Shall we get married? When are we going to get married? Should we get married? When you marry me, I'm going to have this ring. I want you to get really gently, okay? I want you to just be slowly. Just because I feel... I'm going to be really careful because I know exactly what I want to say, but I'm... big on how much I can tell you. Do you know what? I give it as I get it. I'm going to tell you it all. Basically, what I'm being told here is that this person is wonderful, but they're not Mr. Right. They're not the one. But I don't want that to stop you, okay? I want you to continue having some fun and having a bit of flirtatious because I think it's important for you. I think this person is meant to be in your life at this moment in time. So don't think just because they're not the one, you need to just disappear and find someone else. I think you need to stay with this person just for a little bit and just to get your self-esteem up going a little. I feel that with your self-esteem, it's got a little bit depleted. And I feel just having the attention is really beneficial. So I want you to continue going forwards in this relationship and see where it goes. And if it happens, it happens. Great. If it doesn't, well, who's the next guy? You know, I want you to just go slowly with it and just be a little bit more free with this as well. I'm shuffling some cards at the moment, and some have just flown out. And a very known psychic saying when you're doing cards is what falls to the floor comes to the door. And I've got two come out here, okay? So I've got the first one. We had this card earlier, feeling lucky. Lady Luck is with you on this one. My friends, this is what you've been waiting for. Enjoy. So it's all about enjoying, and this is meant to be, okay? So just go with it. And number 21, again, it's all about self-esteem. You've got to believe in yourself. You can do anything. This is going to be fantastically rewarding. We keep having those cards come up today, which is great. So I feel that this person's meant to be in your life, so go with it. It's just to help you boost your self-esteem. And you know what? I can only tell you now. So this is where your life is at this present moment in time. So this can change at any point. The way energy works is that life choices and it can change. So in about a month's time, this reading could be completely invalid and you might be actually getting proposed to this person. You just don't know. But at this moment in time, I feel just treat it slowly and just treat it as a bit of fun, a bit of flirtatiousness and a bit of a fling.
Okay. Do you think it's maybe the last relationship with his name is Jonathan? Do you think it's him that is coming through the reading, or that's not meant to be? Or do you? I don't even know this new guy's name. I'll be honest with you. Jonathan, I feel like he's been one of those where I've helped him guide him along his way, but I'm not. And I thought he was the one. I know we're very spiritually connected, but I'm not for sure. Is he? He's always going to be in my life because you keep saying like he's going to be always in my life. Do you think it is the last guy that I'm not supposed to be with, which is Jonathan, or am I? Or is he the one for me?
I think the next guy for you, okay? The next guy that comes into your life, not Jonathan. I feel with Jonathan, I feel that... I give it as I get it, and sometimes it's not what you want to hear. I feel, yes, very much your soulmates, and you probably met on other lifetimes as well. And I feel that what could have happened as in romantic sort of things has happened. But I feel that... he's definitely going to remain in your life, but I think at the moment it's on a friendship level. And I don't want to go any further than a friendship level just because I feel that, I don't know, I just feel like
it's worn its course a little bit. I feel I'm being shown a tire that doesn't have any tread on it, if you know what I mean. So I'm so the tire's still there and it still works and it's kind of it's great, but it's not sort of an in-depth sort of relationship. It's all my metaphor range sometimes, and that's what I feel. I keep a friendship at the moment, and this person is important in your life. This Jonathan, he is important, but the next guy that comes into your life romantically is what who I was referring to previously. So they're the person that has a bit of fun, people are a bit flirtatious, but don't take it too seriously.
Absolutely. All right. Could you just maybe do a real quick career for me? Like, because I'm kind of like this love of the heart matter, but also as well as career for me and financially and what path am I supposed to take? Is something that be coming to me soon here that I can utilize my gifts? Or is it going to be a lot of...
What I'm seeing for you at the moment, I actually feel you like leaping. I'm seeing you improve. So I'm not sure whether this means a promotion or an increase or something like that. I'm seeing you definitely like lifting up quite rapidly. But what I wanted to say, as soon as you said the word career, I had somebody say to me, take every opportunity. Okay, so anything that's offered you want to play, if it's a new promotion, a change in your job or whatever, take every opportunity that's offered to you. The cards that I pulled for you here was be gentle, show some compassion. So you need to just be gentle with yourself and be aware of what you can and cannot do. Determination, so put forwards, okay? Don't let this get the better of you. Keep going and don't take no for an answer, okay? So again, so be gentle so you know what you can and can't do, but just take every opportunity that comes to you if you believe you can and trust that you're doing the right thing. Trust that you're going in the right direction because you will be happy, all right? So there is a change for you, and I think that's going to come within the next 3 to 4 months. That is going to be like it's going to be you leaping upwards. So whether that's going to be a promotion or it's going to be a leap in your finances or just your happiness, I don't know, but it is definitely there.
Okay. Thank you, Erin. I appreciate it. Yeah?
Yes, it sounds exciting. Thank you. Lots to look forward to.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Okay. 9651. 9651. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Good evening. My name is Vernell. It's all with a V like in Victoria.
Okay. Hi, Vernell.
Hi. I was trying to see how I could phrase this question correctly. It's about my relationship, and I'm not really sure if it's about to end or not. But me and my boyfriend, we live quite a ways from each other, but we live in the same state. And he's been acting rather distant toward me, you know, ever since September. And I'm kind of wondering if he's seeing someone else, and you know, if it's going to work out, and if we're going to straighten things out.
Okay. So she wants to know what her relationship is.
Good evening. Wonderful. Well, with these readings, I give it as I get it. So I'll give it to you completely bluntly, and it may not be the answer you wish to hear. So be warned to that, okay? Okay, so when you asked me, when you started saying to me about that he's become distant, I'm feeling it, I can sense it completely from him. So when you ask me the question, is he seeing someone else? Yeah, no, he is not, okay? So I can definitely reassure you of the fact he is not seeing anybody else. What's actually going on at the moment in his head is that he wants to discover himself. don't take that out of context. He wants to discover who he is and where he wants to go in life. So he may definitely be reconsidering the relationship because I feel he is just trying to figure out what he wants. And that's what I feel. He's become a little bit like a hermit in a way. He's being enclosed in a shell. And it's not just you he's being distant with, all right? It's his family and friends. He's just suddenly, I don't know, something's triggered him. I'm not sure what it is. But he's become really sort of enclosed and come within himself. And he wants to try and figure out who he is as a person and what he wants from life and what he wants from the world itself. So don't be dismayed. Don't think that he is seeing anybody else. I can definitely tell you that he's not. I can confirm that 150%. But although my readings may not be 150% accurate, let's put that legal notice there. Sorry, but I'm very aware that I don't want you to get sued for this. No, definitely. Bruno, I'm seeing that he isn't even seeing anybody else. I can confirm that. But as I said, he's going in with... the reason I'm delaying and I'm repeating myself is because there's another message there, and I'm not sure what it is, and I'm asking it to come forward. Okay. He's the words they want to use, the spirit world here, that they're communicating with, they're saying he's on a journey of self-discovery. That's the exact wording they want to use. And I think that he may, well, don't be surprised if all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to go travelling, and he's going to go do a bit of travelling. And if he does go travelling, I feel that it's going to be around America. I don't think it's going to be anywhere extravagant, like Asia or Europe or something like that. I feel he's going to be travelling around America, okay? And I feel that he's a kind of, at the moment, he's just... Yeah, I've just had three cards come out, and it's a picture of somebody sat there with their head in their hands, contemplating. Somebody sat there being all enclosed with their arms crossed. But I'm also seeing, again, like I said, with the journey, the discovery, the journey of self-discovery is a heaven sent, and all of a sudden it's going to be a message coming for him. But I want you to say, stay focused, all right? But just give him a little bit of space, just a tiny bit, not too much. So I know you're a little bit insecure already, your base. But allow him to just be himself and go, you know what, I understand that you're not feeling great at the moment, but I will be here for you, okay? So when you need to talk to me, I'm going to be here for you. And just allow him to know that and say, and just make sure that, make him feel secure by being in, okay, how can I, make him feel secure by saying, look, I understand that you need to be by yourself at the moment, and our relationship was strong, and I'll still be here for when you're ready to talk to me again, or be a little bit more involved again. And I feel that's kind of what it is. I just feel that you just need to just make, I don't want him to feel claustrophobic at all. I want him to think that you can be yourself and he can be himself still, and then it will work. As I say, absence makes the hearts grow fonder, okay? So I do think that this relationship is still going to last. It's not going to come to an end just yet. So just give him a tiny bit of space, only a little bit, and just let things flourish in the future.
Okay, I recently had a major health scare last month. Before Christmas, I had to go to the emergency room because they discovered some small blood clots in both of my lungs, and I kind of wonder if that's kind of scaring him off as well, and plus, you know, we really don't live close to each other. We live on quite a ways from each other, but we're in the same state of Virginia. And, like, he lived more on the coast, and I live, like, around the central part of Virginia. And plus I'm trying to get on this income called Social Security, and I'm waiting to be approved. So I was wondering if, you know, we would get through these hurdles and work everything out, you know, despite what's going on.
Definitely. As I said, I feel that he just feels that he's afraid. The only way I can explain it, he is afraid, and that's why he's going in within himself. And it's just a protection measure for him. So just make him aware that you're okay and that you're fine, and that you're both fine as a separate individual people. But I think you might be right. I think it may have frightened him off a little bit, and I think he probably has had to reevaluate his life all of a sudden. So I think to just allow him just to come back to terms of it and come back to the ground level. But I don't think this is it yet. I don't think this is the end of the chapter just yet. It's going to go on for a little bit longer.
Okay, so that means we're going to eventually break up anyway?
I don't see a breakup as such just yet. I can tell you that. I don't know when it's going to break up or anything like that. It may do, because as I said, we keep saying, with like the future, it's very difficult to read because anything can make anything change. It's not sent. So your choices could change that. But at this moment, I see a breakup, which is why I'm saying keep going. But obviously, you're feeling quite negative at the moment about the relationship, and you're seeing it coming to an end. So this is why I'm being a little bit vague about it ending. But I can't see it ending. Why, if you change your attitude and was a little bit more like, let's give him some space, this is going to work, I can make this work, it will work for you, okay? But as I said, I don't see an ending, but you can, which is what worries me.
Okay, well, I would change my thoughts.
Definitely.
See a positive outcome. Yep, see a positive outcome. If you want it to work, it's going to work. But if you start doubting it, then you might start pushing him away. You give him the space and just know that if he's supposed to be in your life, he'll stay there. And if he's not, then he's going to have his reasons for leaving. And that just
opens the door for the right person to come along. So don't ever, we get so attached to people and things and stuff, and we don't realize that by being attached and not letting go, we're really preventing what we've truly been asking for. We're preventing it from being able to have access to us because somebody else is holding that place. So, you know, just go with the flow. Go, you know, just let the universe give you exactly what you've been asking for. And sometimes that means you have to let something go in order for something new to come along, or else that just means you need to give something a little bit of space in order for it to come back around and be better than it was a few months ago or whenever.
Yeah, see, actually, I mean, I wasn't really, you know, thinking about it one way or another. You know, I wasn't really thinking about anything being wrong, but then he started changing in September, and I started hearing from him less and less. And, you know, then I was starting to get confused and baffled, and, you know, he wouldn't tell me that anything was wrong, but his whole attitude, you know, changed quite a bit. And also, what I'm forgetting to mention is that another reader had told me, I think it was last month, that he recently found out that he might be the father of a child that someone is reaching out to him for in an emergency. And, you know, he might be kind of mixed up about that.
Well, that's what I was going to say personally, is that I think that he's probably mixed up and confused right now. That's why he's going through all these life changes. But it's part of the growth cycle. But he hasn't cut things off with you, so that's a good thing. Bottom line is, he's going through it. He's not cut you off, but he's trying to figure it out. So he can't even talk to you about something he doesn't even understand yet, or if he's confused or scared or whatever the case is. And so bottom line is you just have to give him that space and let him know that you accept him for who he is, no matter who he figures out who that may or may not be. But he doesn't even know who that is yet, so he just, you know, just be patient if you want to stick with him, and just let him know that you do accept him for who he is, and that if he wants to talk, that you're there as a friend to listen, not to judge, and just kind of go from there. And, you know, nobody can ask for anything more than that, honestly.
Right. Right. And real quickly, I'm going to say, because I know you got to get to other people, earlier, when we talked, he, you know, we were talking that, you know, if I get on Social Security, then, you know, we can get a place together, because he couldn't afford to get a place, you know, on his own with his income, because he is also on SSI, you know, right now. And so we talked about that off and on, you know, in the past. So, you know, he brought that up again earlier, and I thought, well, isn't that something, you know? And so I kind of took that as a positive sign earlier.
Exactly. He hasn't cut you off. You just give him that time and that space, and just let him know that you're there no matter what.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So just hold on to the positive thoughts and reach out to your angels and guides, and they'll help. You just need to put the positive thoughts out there, not the worry and the fear and the negative, because that just brings back worry and fear and negative. You have to put out the positive and just know in your heart of hearts that it is going to be whatever it is supposed to be.
Admittedly, it's become a habit, you know, that I've been this way because of past relationships that didn't work out. So
I'll tell you the same thing I told everybody else, How to Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Watch the video. Go to your library, order it online, How to Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. It starts off, the whole video is really about a woman who's talking negatively to herself. And it's that self-talk, and it's such a habit, and we don't even know we're doing it. So I cannot recommend it enough. I truly live with it day in and day out, and it has changed my life. So you have to become aware of something in order to be able to change it. So I highly suggest that you know, go to your library. They usually can pick it, you know, request it from another library if they don't have it, and listen to it, listen to the affirmations, and just find your niche in it, because there's so many different people talking. They're all saying the exact same thing, but they're saying it in different ways, and all of them may reach you, one of them may reach you, but that's exactly why Louise had so many guests, because they're all saying it, and they're all saying it in different ways, and somebody may sound like Chinese from one, but may make total sense from another. So give it a listen, mm-hmm. and I highly suggest, I mean, it's worth the investment. It's something you will use all the time.
Okay.
Well, thank mm-hmm. you, and good luck, and hope you tune in again.
Okay, and thank you, and thank Erin, too.
thank you. You're welcome. God bless.
Yes.
Hey, yep.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
So have you thought about what you want to give people or suggest, you know, if somebody calls and says, hey, I heard you on Angels and Warriors Radio. Do you want to toss something out there for them?
Definitely. Well, at the moment, we actually are, as a store, we're offering in our January sales, 15% off our readings, or up to 15%. All my updated prices are on my website. However, for you listeners, if you get in contact with me and say, hey, Erin, I would like to have a reading with you, then I will offer you, apart from the one question email readings, apart from that one, and also face-to-face, if you tell me you were listening to the show, I will offer you 20% off your reading. Let me know, and I can get that booked in for you, and it'll be 20% off the original price that's stated on my website. So get in contact, and we'll sort that out for you.
Perfect. And we're almost out of time. And I do have a personal question that I want to ask you, but I want to ask you off the air. So can I send that to you via email?
Okay.
I think it's a pretty simple question. And, yeah, because obviously I can't call over there, and I don't have my Skype hooked up because I told you it's all messed up right now. But, yeah, I would like to ask you a personal question and... new beginnings. But anyways.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, we will. I will. I'll send it to you in a few minutes. And everybody
right.
else, you know, Erin, I mean, if you would like to come back on a regular basis or maybe like once a month, because like you said, you normally, you're like me. I'm an author and I have authors on, and then you're, you know, a medium, but you have mediums on, so it's kind of interesting. But if you would
yeah.
like to come back every once in a while and do readings and whatever, and of course we would limit it to like 1 hour or however long you want to do it, you are more than welcome to join me.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Okay. So, well, I had fun tonight, and I hope everybody listening also had fun. And, of course, you know, go to my Facebook, Erin's Facebook, the website, whatever, to find Erin. But, of course, on the main page for tonight's show, just scroll down to the bottom, and that is Erin's website. And if you click on that, it'll get you to everything you need to. His Facebook, his email, everything that you need to be able to reach Erin is on there. And but if you, for some reason, can't find him that way somehow, some way, I don't know how you couldn't, of course, you can go on my Facebook friends, and you'll find him on there. And you do post stuff up on your Facebook, like when you're doing specials and that kind of stuff, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm always putting things on. I've got promotional stuff on there. I have things, I've got things on my Facebook that keeps people going, you know. I always put positive things on there. I do YouTube videos as well, you know, just to try and keep people going. You can see what I look like. But, yeah, no, follow me on Facebook. I'm always doing things on there. I'm always doing events and promotional things. And if there's a radio show on that I really like, I'll advertise it. So, yeah, give me an ad at facebook.com/ Erin S. Norton.
Okay, cool. And, of course, I really am going to work on getting Erin out here sometime in the year 2013. So I just got to figure out what my avenue is. I know what I want to do. You know, money, such an evil, wonderful thing. it can be good,
yeah.
It can be great, and it can be awful. But, yeah, so we will see what we can do about getting him out here. And Erin, I know it's late over there, Mr. Night Owl, but I appreciate you coming on. And as always, everybody, you know, God bless and live your passion and change the world. Erin, thank you for joining us, and we'll be talking to you soon.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm hoping you can still hear me.
I can't
use my telephone's done that thing again, but I'm hoping So thank you so much, Dawn, for having me on the show. It's been really, really good. It's been a great, great opportunity. So, yeah, as I said earlier, check out my website, aaronnorton.net, facebook.com/AaronSNorton. And, Dawn, send me that message on Facebook on IM, and we'll get that sorted. I'm probably going to have to end this call now because this noise is really loud in my ears.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you so, so much. And I will catch you later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone, definitely check out Aaron, and if you're looking for a reading, you know, he's well worth it. And one more time, live your passion and change the world. I cannot tell you any more than that. Live from your heart, and God bless. We will talk to you soon. Good night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.